Spotify Radio. On your iPhone. Commercial-free original talk. Only on LA Talk Radio. Your favorite talk station.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. With your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, once again, here we are every Sunday from 1 to 2 in the studio. Alright, guys, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Sunday. And we got Colin in the studio with us.
Good morning, how are you?
And we got beautiful things happening today. You know, it's a great Sunday. This Friday was Friday the 13th. Just throwing it out there.
Good luck day.
It is good luck day. Everybody's like, oh no, it's bad luck day, Friday the 13th. No, it's not. It's great luck day. My parents met on Friday the 13th. And I'm here. Yay. No, but yeah. And I don't know. I think this week has been absolutely fantastic. Just for
I completely agree.
A general statement of the week. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, where we talk about everything from parents to stress to relationships to the universe to religion to whatever is on your mind. I'm David Cohen, and I will be your host for this evening. So yeah, you know, just like we always do, we're going to answer a couple emails. We're going to talk. Hopefully have some callers. You know, please feel free to call, email. Email me at dcsboarding, that's BOARDING, 514@AOL.com. Thank you guys so much for all your emails. I'm going to get you back right now. Well, not right now, today. And you can also call us, call in on the show, talk to us live on the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. All right, guys, well, I'd like to start off the show with a few emails. Let's see. It was, "Hi, Dave. I'm 16 years old, and I've been having a hard time with feeling depressed. I don't know what is going on, but I sleep a lot. Just want to hang out with friends and sometimes get high so I don't feel as sad. Some friends have stopped hanging out with me because they say I bring them down. What do I do?" Well, let's see. I don't know your name because you didn't put one in the email, but if you're listening, and hopefully you are, you know who you are, there are some tips for living with depression. Well, for one, maybe try, let's see.
Try to be, like, more confident in your life. Like, try to not bring everyone down when you're just, like, hanging out. Instead, like, have a happy attitude.
Exactly. That's definitely one thing. Even if you don't feel happy, I know it sounds weird and I know it's hard to do, but pretend to be happy. If you pretend to be happy, or if you pretend to be an emotion,
then it will like turn into not pretending anymore.
You'll exactly.
Kind of.
No, exactly.
Happy.
You're gonna feel that way. It's a proven fact. It's just like the way that the brain reacts with the body, like when you do stuff like that.
That's why emo kids, like,
yeah.
When they try to feel, when they're like pretending to feel sad, eventually they feel sad.
You know? Let's see, another thing. I don't know what is going on, but I sleep a lot. I just want to hang out with friends and sometimes get high so I don't have to feel sad. Well, when getting high, don't let it take over. You know, I mean, how old did you say? You're 16 years old. I'm not going to say, you know, oh, don't smoke pot, you know, because, you know, you're a teenager, you're going to do what you're going to do, but definitely do not let it take over. Do not...
Don't do it too much that it's the only way that you can actually be happy.
Exactly. And, do not just let it, like, get in the way of anything. Don't let it get in the way of school. Don't let it, you know, get in the way of, you know, friends and parents, especially friends, you know, friends and your parents, because that's what drugs do. They distance you from...
They take over your life.
They really do. No, they really do. So, you know, maybe do that in moderation. Maybe slow down on the getting high. But I sleep a lot. Yeah, sleep a lot. That's from smoking.
Maybe
a lot
hang
of pot.
Out with other people that are actually genuinely happy instead of people that are sad like you.
For sure. I think she said some friends have stopped hanging out with me because they say I bring them down.
Okay.
What do I do? Yeah. So, you know, maybe just enter life when you wake up every morning with a positive attitude. Change the way you lead your experience. You know, maybe. Wake up and instead of looking in the mirror and going like, oh, I totally don't want to, you know, live today. Like, don't even want to do anything.
Today's going to be a wonderful day.
Yeah, you know, just when you wake up and you're like, oh, I just want to get high and do that. You know, don't do it like that. Wake up every morning. Think of it as something new. Be like, oh, okay, this is a change. You know, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try and experiment today. I'm literally just going to, like, put this little bright tint on everything, you know, and just
my happy sunglasses.
Exactly, you know, try to just be happy, you know, don't fight it, don't have like an ego about it, like, oh no, you know, my life sucks to be happy. No, it doesn't. Your life sucks if you make it suck, you know, but well, there's that. I hope we helped. Nameless 16-year-old.
That's pretty general right there.
But yeah, no, that is general. If you guys have any questions or comments, please call in. Numbers 323-203-0815. I'm going to move on to another email. What is this? This is from Stephanie. Dear Dave, my boyfriend broke up with me, and I'm devastated. I don't know how to deal with the pain. I feel bad all the time, and it is so awkward when I see him every day at school. How do I get over this so I can get back to my normal life? Well, let's see here. Your boyfriend broke up with you and you're devastated. That is something new and different.
That's never happened before.
Yeah, Stephanie, let's see. Well, one thing that you can definitely do is you can realize that in this situation...
you're going to find someone else, definitely.
Like... No, definitely. Oh, of course you will. Of course you will. I take it you're probably in high school, because my boyfriend broke up with me and I'm devastated. I don't know how to deal with the pain. See him every day at school. Yeah, okay. So you're in school. How do I get over this so I can get back to my normal life? Well, you can get over this by realizing that it is 100% within you the way that you feel. You know, if you are, you know, feeling awkward because you miss him, or you're like, you're still devastated and you hate him, you don't want to see him because he broke your heart and all that, you know.
I think it's only awkward if you kind of just make it awkward.
Exactly.
If you, like, try to be friends with him and, like, instead of trying to look at it as, like, he broke your heart,
yeah,
then maybe, like, you guys can get along instead of, like,
definitely. You know, there's no point in having, like, this little, you know, teen... Almost
breakdown.
Ego in a way, kind of mental break, almost ego in a way, but not really. It's more of just like excuse, you know, teen excuse of like, oh, he broke up with me, you know, like world is terrible. No, like I honestly trust, I've been through, you know, girlfriend relationships and whatnot, and it does hurt. You know, if you truly put, you know, your love and emotion into a person, it's going to hurt. When it's over, it does hurt. But what I realized with it is, yes, it hurt, but I got over it. You know, I got over it very quickly because I realized, instead of looking at it like, oh, you know, she broke up with me, or, oh, you know, it's over, or something like that, I looked at it like, okay, that was one experience that I'd experienced. I'm happy I had the experience. This means it's time to move on. This is more opportunity for a newer, better experience. You know, instead of, oh, look what I could have had, it's, oh, look what I have now. And with this, you know, new opportunity, I'm going to utilize it to get even a greater experience this time than I would have the first time, you know?
And the more you, like, dwell on the breakup, then the worse it's going to get for you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, the more you dwell, the more you're, like...
get depressed and sleep and get high.
Exactly. That's more energy that you're putting into, you know...
into something that doesn't need to happen.
Not necessarily get high, but... Colin's mixing up both emails here. No, but yeah, definitely. All right. Let's go on to the next email. It goes, Dear Dave. Oh, actually, I have a call. Let me get it set up here. Sorry.
Who's this call from?
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You are on the air live. How's it going?
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing great. Who are we talking to?
My name's Corinne.
Hey, Corinne. This is... Hey, Corinne. How are you? I remember you.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you remember? Corinne, she was on last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like listening to you guys.
Oh, well, thanks, Corinne. How are you? How's life going?
I'm good. It's good.
Very
it's
nice.
I have some questions that I wanted to ask you. Which is really embarrassing, but I trust you guys, so
Aww.
You don't. Nobody knows me, so this is a fake name too. So nobody knows who I really am.
Okay, Corinne. Well, I like it's a very it's a creative fake name, Corinne.
It's very nice. Awesome.
Anyway, I have a question. I have a problem.
What's up?
Okay, this is really embarrassing. So okay, cool. Ready?
There's no need to be embarrassed. Go on.
I have huge ears. Huge. Like out of control fears.
Did you say ears?
The dark.
You said fears.
Oh, fears. I thought you said ears. Yeah. I was like, oh, sweetie.
No, I'm really afraid of some things in my house.
You're afraid of something in your house?
Yes.
What are you afraid of in your house?
Just I get weird feelings in my house when I'm alone. Especially at night.
Is it like ghosts?
I see shadows, and I feel really scared. Sometimes I hear noises that are not normal. My parents will be gone, and my brothers will be gone, and I'll be like just on the computer or texting or something, and I'll hear these noises.
Oh, Corinne.
I'm freaking. I watch Ghost Hunters. You know, and I really believe in that stuff.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I believe in ghosts, too. I definitely believe in ghosts.
Oh, no. Really?
No, but
the thing about it, though, Corinne, you need to realize, you know, well, first of all, you know, I'm in my house alone, you know, a lot, too, and I hear noises and stuff, and, you know, I hear weird noises, and, you know, sometimes I'll think to myself, oh, maybe it's a ghost, you know, or maybe it's... You
it
know,
could be like
a spirit, or it could be like a little animal, you know, running like, around or just like doing something, or it could just be.
That's what I try to tell myself is that, oh, it's probably just, you know,
but
a raccoon
like
or something, or a bird on the roof.
The thing about it, though, Corinne, is, you know, regardless of whether, you know, it's a spirit or an energy or, you know, a dog, you know, regardless of what it is, you need to know that. You know, it's not going to hurt you. You have to know that it's not going to hurt you, or, you know, you have to know that you don't need to be afraid of it, because you really don't. You know, the only true thing that, like, you know, you would need to be afraid of if you're, like, you know, home alone and you hear noises is, like, a robbery. You know, that's something that I would...
If you hear a broken window, that might be...
You know, yeah, that's definitely something that I would be, you know, a bit scared of, frightened of at the time, you know?
But houses make noises, so, like,
yeah, houses make noises.
It's gonna happen.
Also, the thing about, like, spirits and stuff is, this is, you know, you believe in ghosts, Corinne, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it just seems like, you know, that Ghost Hunters show, I mean, those guys are really, and the girls, they're really intense, and they really, you know, they have all these, you know, detecting equipment and things like that, and they seem like they really know what they're doing. But
The messages don't always have to be.
It freaks me out. It just freaks me out to think that there's like something else that I can't see that's like invading my house.
It's not invading. Let me explain. There's like what ghosts are. Is there just energies on basically like the metaphysical plane? Energies on a different plane, yeah, that are trapped between two worlds, that are trapped between, like, the physical world, because there's, like, there's something that they didn't finish on this plane, which allows them to go to the next plane. So, so they're trapped on the physical world, but they can't hurt you. They really can't. They can't do anything to you. They're just there. There's nothing to be afraid of.
They might be trying to tell you something, like... It could be like a positive message or something to help you if you try to like.
And most, I'm telling you most, you know, most energies per se, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. They're good. You know, they could be an old family member that's watching over you. That's, you know, sending you their love and their support.
Or someone that was in the house before, maybe.
Have you ever had experience like that?
Yeah, at my friend's house, her house is like completely haunted, so whenever I sleep there,
really?
I see ghosts all the time, and like
you see him? Like, what does he look like?
It's a woman, and she has like a skirt on and striped socks and a jacket, and she always just flies around my friend's house. And every time I sleep there, I just wake up in the middle of the night and I see it, and then I close my eyes and she's gone. And it kind of freaks me out, but I know that it's not going to hurt me, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's the thing about it. And actually, I know this friend that Colin is talking about, and I've been to this person's house too, and I've had experiences as well here, and
it's not scary. It's
no,
just,
it's not scary.
It's kind of freaks you out a little bit, but not in a bad way.
It's not scary. It's more of like, did that really just happen?
It's actually
like,
kind of exciting.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Oh, really?
We were. I'm never gonna.
But what do I do? What do I do when I'm alone and I like hear this stuff or I feel just, this like. There's something watching me, or there's like shadows walking through the house. What do I do?
Surround yourself. Just, and I know it sounds really silly, but I'm telling you it works, and it's true. Surround yourself with protection. You know,
how do I do that?
Whenever I'm alone in my house, I just kind of listen to music, and it helps me a lot. It takes my mind off everything. If I can't hear noises, obviously, if I'm listening to music.
No, for sure. For sure. I actually do that too. Like, you know, if I'm wearing this thing, I will listen to music. But what I always do, like personally, like if I, you know, feel freaked out about anything, you know, I just surround myself with protection.
I don't know what that means.
Surrounding yourself with protection. You close your eyes. I will explain. You close your eyes. And you envision just, like, this shield of protection around you. Like, this white shield of just, like, you know, just nothing can hurt you. Nothing
like,
can get
like
in.
Like meditation kind of?
It's kind of like meditation, but it's more of, like, a metaphysical shield that's just, like, you know.
Like this, bubble?
Exactly. Like a bubble. Like this impenetrable bubble that surrounds you from anything negative and anything bad even getting close to you. And it works. I'm telling you, it works for me. I mean, if I'm scared or just doing anything, I always do that. I'll just be like, I surround myself with, you know, an impenetrable, you know, divine protection. And, you know, even not ghost things, even just like negative events, like, you know, maybe a car, you know, fender bender or something like that, or, you know, this or that, nothing will happen. Honestly, nothing will happen to me. Only good things, like, come in to my life.
Yeah.
Because I only attract it, you know? And I protect myself. But that's for me personally. Some people may think I'm crazy. I've heard a lot of people be like, no, David, you're crazy. Like,
but no. It's hard to do that when, like, when bad things happen or, you know, you hear about bad things. It's hard to just, you know, like, always try to think positive. You know.
Corinne, how often does this, like, how often do these circumstances, or whatever you want to call them, happen to you? Like, every night?
I don't know. No, like, usually when I'm alone and at the house, and like maybe twice a week or something.
How do you deal with it? Like before you talk to us, how did you deal with it?
I turn on all the lights in the house, and I call a friend. That's about it. And I just kind of stay in like a big part of the house, like a family room with all the lights on, all in every room, and I call a friend.
Yeah. And do you just like talk to your friend? Do you tell them that there's like ghosts in your house? What do you do?
Yeah. They say, well, don't be scared. Just turn on all the lights and I'm here, and you know, turn on the TV maybe, and just, it's not going to hurt you. And
so your friends pretty much say the same thing that we just did.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. That's perfect. You know?
Yeah.
But
it's scary when it starts to happen and I'm alone. You know?
I guess.
So I have to keep saying that I shouldn't be afraid and that nothing's going to happen and that I should turn on all the lights and just not worry about it.
Just distract yourself from it.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I'm too embarrassed when my family comes home. I'm too embarrassed to tell them. I tell my older sister, but and she goes, "Oh, I know, I get scared too." But
would your
I don't want my parents to think I'm an idiot.
Aw, your parents won't think you're an idiot. Well, do your parents and like does your family and stuff believe in ghosts like that, or are
not really?
Not really.
They're pretty religious, and it's hard to
Oh, for sure.
I don't know. Hard to talk about stuff like that.
You know, maybe. Just because, you know, religion is very, like, straightforward and, you know, if you were to tell your parents, like, oh, you know, I saw, you know, there's a ghost in the house. I don't know you personally. I don't know your family or whatnot, but I don't know how that would be taken. But, you know, all I can tell you is, you know, for now to get rid of, like, you know, the fear and whatnot, it's completely within you. You need to know that there's nothing to be afraid of because there's really not.
Did you see that paranormal movie around Halloween?
That movie was
which one?
Was terrible.
Which one was that?
Paranormal Activity.
Paranormal Activity.
Oh my God, that was. I mean, I couldn't sleep. I had to have the lights on for like a week.
I thought it was
so
scary.
Freaked out.
I didn't think it was scary at all. Like
I did. Oh my God, that was so scary.
Maybe that's a reason that you're freaking yourself out because you saw this movie.
Yeah.
maybe, I don't know.
yeah.
But yeah, I don't
maybe.
Know. I never saw the movie. I couldn't say whether it was scary or not. But I don't really know. I don't really like scary movies. Scary movies just freak me out. Like, I don't know.
Me too. But
yeah,
since my friends wanted to go, so I just went, yeah, okay, whatever. So.
Really? Corinne, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17. Okay.
What a good age to be.
I think, you know, because we've talked, you know, on the show a few times before. And
yeah.
I don't know, I'd never really, like, known, you know, what age you are. whatnot. I just want to put like an age to the voice, but very nice. So yeah, Corinne, you know, for future reference, there's nothing to be afraid, you know, about in your house. Could be cats, could be rats, could be dogs, could be raccoons, could be anything. It could be you know, could be energies, you know, who knows? Mm. Could be old family members or something, or you know, but honestly there's nothing to worry about. There's really not.
Okay.
And if you're scared, you can email me or call me.
I will.
You can email me. Do you know my email address? It is dcsboarding, that's BOARDING, 514 at AOL.com.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my email address. Or you can call.
Huh?
I said, or you can call. You're always welcome to call. 323-203-0815.
I will. I do.
You do indeed.
Okay.
All right, Corinne.
Okay.
Have a wonderful
thank
Sunday.
Thank you. Right. You help. You guys help.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you later.
Do we have any more emails?
She's a very nice girl. Corinne's a very nice girl.
Yeah.
Thank you, Corinne, for calling in. I hope everything works out. There's no need to worry about your house or anything. There's really not. Let's see. We do have another email. Dear Dave. God, nobody's sending me names today. Because, Dear Dave, what is being happy, in quotes, all about? When I get moody or start thinking deeply about a problem, I want to know how to get happy. As some of my friends say, I'm not talking about getting high, just about feeling good normally. Thanks. Well, there's a lot of getting high today. What is that? There's a lot of emails. I want to know how to get happy, as some of my friends say.
Yeah. Get happy?
Definitely get, you know, getting happy is not, and he puts it in quotes, you know, being happy, get happy. It's, you know, you're not talking about getting high, good. You know, it's definitely not about getting high. Just about feeling good normally. Well, there is one way, one very, very, very effective way, how you can, you know, control how happy you are and how you can literally be happy from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep.
Literally just think that you're happy and you'll be happy.
Done. good fight emotion. No, yeah. Just like if you present yourself as a happy person, if you present yourself as, you know, confident, you have your stuff together, and, you know, you're just happy. That's how you're gonna come off, you know? And that is that's really all you need to do. I mean, it's very simple. People underestimate how
easy it is to be become happy.
Exactly. No, people really do underestimate that. Because being happy and, like, being, you know, completely content with your, and I'm not, you know, I'm not like a psychologist or, you know, some guru or wise person or anything. I'm just saying, you know, it's very simple. It's very simple, you know.
Just
how to be happy
just have a positive outlook on everything, and then everything will
not even have a positive outlook on everything. I mean, yes, that helps, but, like, to have a positive outlook on everything is
not ever. I wasn't saying
I know.
Okay.
Just saying, you know, it's as easy as just convincing yourself that, you know, you're content with your life and you're happy. And, you know, maybe if there's little certain things in your life that you're trying to achieve, you know, that will make you,
quote-unquote, goals for yourself, maybe that could help.
That's what I'm talking about. No, what I'm saying is, like, if there's goals that you're trying to achieve, you know, that will make you, quote-unquote, happier, you know, achieve them. Do it. You know, put your put your body, put your soul into something, you know, and do it. And
did they say how old they were?
No.
Oh, that's good.
that's fine. He just about feeling good normal. He just wants to know what being happy is all about and how to be happy.
Pretty much what we said.
Yeah, my man, just like, you know, don't worry about things. Don't stress about life. Just let it come and realize that, you know, you lead your experience. You lead how you feel. You know, your perception. You control your perception, you know, of the world around you. You control the way you perceive the world around you and how the world around you affects, you know, you personally. You completely control that. actually, For this happy question, I actually have some research from a very good psychologist on the essence of being happy.
The essence of being happy?
Yeah, this is Dr. Camo, and he is a psychologist. And there is... let's see. All right. Here we go. You don't have to do... there we go. Hey, my voice cracks. Puberty, it's awesome. You don't have to do anything special to get to be happy. Nothing sets you so much aside from other happy people in the world, except that they are used to feeling good, and perhaps you are not used to it. It takes practice. Practice feeling good. Do it a little bit at a time. Everyone has a good feeling, and remember that you can recreate yours. Take a deep breath, let out the bad energy, and all the tension, and then let in a good feeling. Let in sneak with a sly grin, and for a moment just be happy. You know, that's basically what we were saying before. You know, you really don't have to do anything special to get happy. You know,
just figure it out. Just figure out how to like let out all the bad energy and like
exactly,
and let in more good energy.
That's it. You know, nothing. I like this too. Nothing sets you so much aside from other happy people in the world, except that they are used to feeling good, and perhaps you are not.
Yeah, I like that too.
You know, that's like, it's so true though. And it says, it takes practice. Practice feeling good.
Like what we were saying before. Is
exactly.
If you think that you're happy, then...
you're going to be happy.
Then you're
going to... You know? Yeah, exactly. That all works out perfectly. Which is really funny. Actually, you know, come to think of it, like, being happy is, like, a really, really, really big issue with a lot of people these days. You know, just, I mean, not necessarily being happy, but more of, like, not being sad, depressed, you know.
Yeah, I know, like, a lot of my friends are taking, like, antidepressants.
Yeah,
and like
so many of my friends.
I know that it helps, and I know that being depressed is, like, it's hard. It's something that's hard to get out of, but taking antidepressants is just a road that's like sometimes it's not very beneficial, and they're pretty addicting actually.
Yeah, yeah. I do have a few friends that are taking antidepressants, and I think, to be completely honest, this is just me. I could be, you know, wrong, but I think like why, you know, a lot of people more these days are taking antidepressants is.
It's an easy way out?
No, not necessarily, because they don't really, you know, I mean, they don't really get you high. they you know, antidepressants, all they do is, you know, they make you not as depressed. But I think it's the label of antidepressant.
It's gonna put you into like
that
you're happy.
Yeah. You know, it's more of get this. The reason why a lot of people are taking antidepressants, they convince themselves that they're depressed, which then makes them depressed, you know? And it's the label of being like, oh, yes, like, I need antidepressants, you know? Like, oh, woe is me, you know, I need antidepressants.
So you can put a label on your bad feeling instead of like, oh, I'm just feeling bad? I'm kind of not getting what you're saying.
No, you're not. You're definitely not getting at all what I'm saying. Basically.
Yes.
This is kind of a lost hope here. I don't know how much like more on the table I could say it. Okay. There's people that do have depression. Like there's people that are legitimately. They have a mental imbalance to where they are depressed.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, take that in your left hand. Those people. And then in your right hand, take the people that we're talking about where a lot of our friends, you know, that we, you know, don't necessarily need antidepressants, you know.
Yeah.
Are taking them. Okay, mm-hmm. Now take that. What I'm saying is the reason why these people, our friends, are taking the antidepressants, you know, is... To almost, like, be classified within, like, oh, yes, I need antidepressants to, like, be happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To kind of, like, okay.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying now. Okay, we're trying, you know, it's kind of like, oh, you know, life isn't as good, like, without, you know, antidepressants. And, like, I have, like, a mental imbalance. Like, I need my antidepressants to be happy, you know? And It's kind of like the whole, in a little bit, like, cry for help, you know? And if you think about it, we all, like, as kids do that when we're younger, you know?
Mm-hmm. Everyone goes through depression at one stage.
No, definitely. You know, I'm not even talking about depression. I'm talking about that type of, you know, behavior. We're like, oh, mommy, my leg is scraped, you know, like... Buy me this, you know, I want ice cream because
buy me a dinosaur because...
No, exactly, you know, like, I want ice cream because my leg is scraped. You know, it's kind of like that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I deserve sympathy because, you know, I take antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess to get back on topic is, like, what we're saying is, you know, a lot of people...
Some people do need them, but lot of people, it's
in your head.
Yeah, it's in your head. Yeah. If you think that you're happy, if you try to manifest things in your life that are happy, or, like, maybe hang out with people that are happier, or listen to happier music or something.
Yeah.
It'll help a lot more than antidepressants will.
Exactly, you know, and, you know, even for, you know, people that do have depressive disorder and that are very depressed and that actually legitimately need to take antidepressants, also, go for it. Listen to happy music, you know? Like, it's gonna help.
It helps a lot. Like,
yeah.
People that listen to, like, I don't know, emo and scene music, and it's kind of, and they all have depressing lyrics, or like all that rap that's kind of, it's about killing and drugs and all that stuff. Yeah. It kind of puts you in the mindset of, like, oh, I need to, I don't know, go.
It's not like brainwashing. It's not like, oh, I have to go kill people. No.
It kind of is, dude. Like,
in a way. No, I can definitely say that.
Some music, like, some people, like specifically listen to different kinds of music. Like,
right.
Like, only one type of music. And then if they only listen to that kind of music and it's telling them it's, like, all about drugs, it's all about killing, all about cutting yourself.
Yeah.
Then, like...
You know, that's what
they're gonna be like, oh,
this is true.
The lifestyle that I kind of want. It's not like a complete brainwash, but it's kind of like,
it's a guidance. Yeah, to like, a, yeah, no, no, yeah, no, for
instead
sure.
Instead of like listening to like happy music that's like about, I don't know,
butterflies and unicorns, exactly, and rainbows, not necessarily, and but love. Like... No, I know. I'm just kidding. No. But no, for sure. You know, if you're listening to music, you know, about like, you know, rob, kill, you know, steal money, bitches, hoes, you know, like, then, you know, that, and another thing, you know, music is a culture. There's a lot of energy put into music, you know, a lot of, you know, energy into making the music, you know, a person's thoughts, a person's creation.
Someone had to put time into making every single song, every single second of every single
exactly
song.
You know, and then the lyrics in that song, that's all energy created by people. And when the other people listen to that music, you know, that's an energy that they get, you know, they're getting
part of the energy put into the song or whatever it is like taken in by whoever is listening to the song.
Exactly, you know, exactly, which forms and which phases emotions in the way that people feel, you know, and that all ties back into, like, you know, depression and emotions and happiness and whatnot. Wow, we kind of did like a whole circle. That's kind of cool if you think about it, like, in our conversation. But no, totally, like, other ways of, you know, kind of getting out and realizing that you control whether you're depressed or happy. Other ways of doing that is, you know, and we've definitely said this before, but exercise. Exercise, exercise, exercise. If you, you know, think that you're depressed, or if you...
Or I'm going to say, like, if you're kind of relating depressed to fat, I don't know. Is that...
No. I wasn't really heading towards that, but definitely, no, that as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely that too, you know, like, with depression comes, you know, you look for food to comfort you, and
you look to something to comfort you, right, and a lot, you know, of people look, like, go to food or
food,
like
drugs, you know, whatever, you know. Exercise regardless is so good for you, you know, so good.
It's like one of the best antidepressants that you could ever,
it's better than
because after, like, it's not only if you exercise like once a month or whatever, it's if you keep on a roll. Like, it doesn't have to be a lot, but if you keep on a roll, like, run every day, like, even half a mile,
yeah,
it'll make you feel so much
better. So much better. Because what exercise does is, this is what sweating does, and, you know, with exercise comes sweat. It gets rid of the toxins in your body, you know, like, you sweat out the toxins in your body, and, You also, like, rejuvenate your body. Cells rejuvenate themselves. You get lactic acid going. like all this stuff, endorphins going, you know, it's just, it's just good for you. And when you have endorphins going, you know, in the brain and the body, it gets things, you know, active and going, which then triggers.
Well, that's what antidepressants like release endorphins too. So it's pretty much the same exact thing.
Right. You know, like, and it's just, it's all a chain reaction, you know, like you get,
yeah,
one thing going,
fit,
you get the
you
next,
feel more,
you get,
and you feel better about yourself.
There you go. You know, you start, yeah, exactly. You start exercising, you know, you look better. Because you look better, you start to feel better about yourself. You know, oh, you know, you can now fit into a new pair of pants. You get that new pair of pants. Makes you feel better about yourself. You know, you go on a shopping spree, you get more clothes, you know, to kind of shape and format like a new you. You know, and that could change not only, you know, your appearance, but your appearance is, you know, a straight reflection of you inside. You know, it improve you an unbearable amount, you know. Sounds like it was
unbearable amount.
An unbearable amount. Your mattress is free. No.
What?
It was just in my head. I don't know. Wow. But no, so yeah, but like you know, you get what I'm saying with the whole like chain reaction.
Do we have any more emails? Maybe.
Do we have any more emails? No, we don't. We covered the emails for the day. We covered happiness. Oh, one more thing that I wanted to get back to on that email about what is being happy all about, you know, and when
the
I
last
get,
one that you read.
Exactly. When I get moody or start thinking deeply about a problem, I want to know how to get happy. As some of my friends say, I'm not talking about getting high, just about feeling good normally, thanks. Another thing that I definitely wanted to, you know, touch on for the whole happy thing is, you know, there's certain things that you can do which can kind of lower stress levels and lower levels of worry, which will, in the end, make you happier. I forgot to touch on this. Okay. Don't be dishonest. Don't be dishonest, like, in general. Because when you lie, that creates stress within your body. Because it just does. When you lie, the subconscious worry is the lie gets found out. That's just like a subconscious worry. And that creates stress and that creates worry within you, which reflects, you know. And that, like, that phases and that shields, like, the whole, you know, happy thing. Ooh, wow. Got an email in at the very last moment. All right, let's read this off. Once again, there's no names. Gosh, what is it with people today? That is funny. No, that's fine. Okay, let's see. Dear Dave, help. I'm trying to find the right job for me. I've had some pretty hard jobs that don't pay much and take away from my friend. I've had some pretty hard jobs that don't pay much, and they take away from my friends, my school, and my study time. What should I do? Okay, well, let's see. That's funny because I'm kind of in the exact same situation as you are right now for the whole job thing.
So I just found out the other day that in California,
yeah,
they made a new law that anyone under the age of 18 can't work Monday through Friday.
What?
Yeah, they made this law. They told me this when I tried to apply at Radio Shack and Zoomies. They told me that nobody under the age of 18 could work through Monday through Friday. For some companies. Yeah.
Some companies. Only some companies. So that's not like...
That this is just what they told me.
That's odd.
They couldn't hire me because they didn't... They already had, like, people working on the weekends.
Yeah.
And that I couldn't work on the weekdays, so they couldn't hire me. They had no time open.
That is very odd. I have not heard that. Well, let's see. If you're a minor person that wrote me email, try to, I don't know, cross your fingers. And, you know, let's see. Help, I'm trying to find the right job for me. I have some pretty hard jobs, but they don't pay much and take away from. Well, what I would say is, you know, Look at your interests. Look at things that interest you. Look at what you do for fun. Go on Craigslist, you know, and then type in jobs. You know, if this is more about pay, if it's more about, oh, I need, you know, a bigger salary, then
it's going to be a little more difficult.
Yeah, you know, beggars can't be choosers, you know. Let's see. If it's more of just like, you know, I just need some extra money, but like more importantly, I want a job that I don't dread going to every day, then what I would say is definitely write down a list, put it on a piece of paper so you can like look at it and it's like something visual that you can analyze and explicate. Okay.
Like a list of like
exactly.
your list. Interests?
Exactly. A list of interests. You know, like get like a little notepad, write down all the things that interest you that you would not mind.
That you wouldn't mind selling working or like,
you know, exactly. And then go on Craigslist and type these in for jobs or go around the area, you know, go looking around the area for jobs. Do
or,
that.
The newspaper always has job ads in it.
Exactly.
And I don't know what the
that's another thing. Called. Newspaper.
Yeah.
Newspaper. But, you know, basically, there's always a job out there. You know, there's so many jobs out there.
Just,
there's so many opportunities.
You can't keep on saying, no, this is McDonald's, so I don't want to work there just because it's McDonald's. Like, you can't be picky about it.
This is true, but at the same time, you don't want to be too like, oh, okay, that's an open spot, done, job, I have a job, you know, because the problem with that is you can get yourself into a
true
job that you don't even want,
yeah.
You know, and seems like you've already been through that a few times, because you said I've had some pretty hard jobs that don't pay much, and take away from my friends' school and study time, and we don't want that. We want you to be happy and make money. Yay! Some suggestions, possibly, you know, I don't know, food services. See, I don't know if you're a boy or a girl or how old you are, anything. You made this so difficult on me. Well, let's see. I'd say food services just for, you know, generalities. Retail, like clothing stores. I don't know. Look around. Driving, like a delivery service. That's cool.
You could be a security guard at a concert or something.
You could. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't. Maybe.
I don't know. Whatever you
want. I have no idea how old this person is or, like, you know, anything. Driving, actually, that's pretty cool. Like a delivery job. If you're like, you probably have to be like 18 to do that.
Yeah, you have to be 18, but.
That's still really cool. I want a delivery job. I'm looking into that.
Delivery pizza?
Yeah. Yeah, you get tip and that's cool. That'd be way cool. I don't know. Let's see. Another thing to help you with this whole job thing, find out what you're good at, you know. You probably already know what you're good at. Utilize what you're good at. Be social if you're like a social person. Be creative if you're a creative person. You know, just... I don't know, show your talents through your job, and you will succeed. You will succeed. Hopefully we helped you in that. Maybe email me back.
maybe a little
email
more
me
specific.
Back. Yeah, email me back. Let me know how old you are, what you're good at, and I legitimately will help you look for a job. Yeah, here we go. I will make you a bet. If you email me back, like, what kind of hobbies you have, like what you do for fun, how old you are, if you're a boy or a girl, you know,
more specific things.
No, just more specific things to kind of like format you as a person without us, you know, actually like ever meeting. Hey,
trying to fill in the blanks.
Call me up, you know, we'll meet up sometime. We'll go job hunting, you know, no, but, I legitimately will try to help you look for a job and I will get back to you. And, we'll work on that. If you actually want to do that, email me and we can do that, you know, off air time together and whatnot. Email me dcsboarding, that's BORDING 514@AOL.com, or you can call on the air, not today because we're almost out of time, but 323-203-0815. This is LA Talk Radio Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Thank you guys so much.
Have a good day.
For listening. Thank you guys so much for
sticking in with us.
Sticking in with us. And you guys have a fantastic, a fabulous Sunday. All right. I'll see you guys later. Once again, guys, this is Dave on LA Talk Radio, letting you know that we are on the air every Sunday from 1 to 2. Please listen to us, email, call in, and you guys have a great Sunday.